Hi, my name is Aaron Adalja. I'm an assistant professor in the Cornell Peter and Stephanie Nolan School of Hotel Administration here in the Cornell S.C. Johnson College of Business. I'm an applied economist, and I focus on quality disclosure and quality assurance mechanisms in food and beverage markets. So I look at things like food labeling, food safety, and the underlying economics and how that affects firm behavior and consumer preferences. In my current research, I'm looking at GMO and non-GMO labeling effects, evidence from a quasi-natural experiment. In the United States, GMO labeling has been a contentious issue for decades now, and there's been a lot of previous studies based on surveys or lab experiments that suggests that GMO labeling would result in a significant reduction in demand for GMO products. We look at seven states that considered but didn't pass GMO legislation across the United States. When awareness of GMO topics changes across these geographies, does it change the adoption rate of these new non-GMO products? What we ultimately find is that, indeed, 36% of new non-GMO product adoption can be explained by the information environment differences tied to legislative activity in these seven states. Vermont is the only state that passed and implemented a GMO labeling law in the United States. We're able to leverage that to identify the impact of these information environment changes on consumer demand. And what we find is that consumption of non-GMO products increased more in Vermont relative to the control, relative to states that did not have an implementation of a GMO labeling law. And we go further and find that those increases in consumption of non-GMO products are actually tied to on-the-ground information efforts in Vermont that are part of the policymaking and rulemaking process of implementing that law, not necessarily traditional media like we would think of. So what it really kind of tells us in this case is that the availability of non-GMO products and the information surrounding them really plays an important role in the impacts, the larger overall impacts of any sort of mandatory labeling law in this case. Did additional demand changes occur in Vermont after products started having an actual label on them, a GMO label on them? There's actually no statistically discernible impact on demand for GMO or non-GMO products in Vermont when labeling takes effect. Consumers that were receptive to altering consumption already made use of the non-GMO label long before the labels were actually implemented and placed on products in Vermont. So effectively, there's no direct effect on demand due to mandatory GMO labeling in Vermont. Labeling the GMO credence attribute alone is not necessarily enough to change consumer behavior. There's that whole universe of information and all these existing additional relationships that really kind of contribute to what the ultimate effect is. Over the course of the last couple decades, food manufacturers have really spent millions of dollars trying to oppose labeling legislation on a state-by-state basis. And one of the major reasons underlying that was a concern that GMO labeling might lead to market share shrinkage for GMO products. These types of consumer movements, though, actually offer firms an opportunity to benefit from changing preferences. What we find is that there are these new markets that emerge when things like this happen that actually allow firms to develop new products that are differentiated by those attributes, in this case, the non-GMO product attribute. This is really quite similar to what happened in organic markets 20 years ago, 30 years ago, when organic became the National Organic Program rolled out. We really started to see firms differentiate their product lines using this attribute, and the firms that did that well really were quite successful. What we find, based on our study, is that whenever a mandatory GMO labeling law is implemented, unless there's extensive public information campaigns that would draw attention and raise consumer awareness about these laws being implemented, it's unlikely to have a significant additional effect on demand for GMO or non-GMO products. And in the case of the National Bioengineered Food Disclosure Standard, we didn't see those large information campaigns.